Chapter 43, Paul in Rome, Big City Evangelist in Chains. This chapter is based on in the RSV. With the opening of navigation, the centurion and his prisoners set out on their journey to Rome. An Alexandrian ship had wintered at Melita on her way westward, and in this the travelers embarked. The voyage safely accomplished, the ship cast anchor in the beautiful harbor of Puteoli in Italy, where a few Christians entreated the apostle to remain with them for 7 days, a privilege kindly granted by the centurion. Since receiving Paul's letter to the Romans, the Christians of Italy had eagerly looked forward to a visit from the apostle. His sufferings as a prisoner only endeared him to them the more. The seaport being only 140 miles from Rome, some of the Christians started to meet and welcome him. On the 8th day after landing, the centurion and his prisoners set out for Rome. Julius willingly granted the apostle every favor in his power to bestow, but he could not change his condition as a prisoner. With a heavy heart, Paul went forward to the world's metropolis. How was he, fettered and stigmatized, to proclaim the gospel? At last the travelers reached Appii Forum, 40 miles from Rome. The gray-haired old man, chained with a group of hardened-looking criminals, received many a glance of scorn and was made the subject of rude jests. Suddenly a cry of joy was heard, and a man sprang from the passing throng and fell on the prisoner's neck, embracing him with tears and rejoicing, as a son would welcome a long-absent father. Again and again was the scene repeated. Many discerned in the chained captive the one who at Corinth, at Philippi, at Ephesus, had spoken to them the words of life. As the warm-hearted disciples eagerly flocked around their father in the gospel, the whole company was brought to a standstill. The soldiers, impatient of delay, had not the heart to interrupt this happy meeting, for they too had learned to esteem their prisoner. In that pain-stricken face the disciples saw reflected the image of Christ. They assured Paul that they had not ceased to love him. In the ardor of their love they would bear him on their shoulders the whole way to the city, could they but have the privilege. When Paul saw his brethren, he thanked God and took courage. The weeping, sympathizing believers were not ashamed of his bonds. The cloud of sadness that had rested on his spirit was swept away. Bonds and afflictions awaited him, but he knew that it had been his to deliver souls from a bondage infinitely more terrible, and he rejoiced in his sufferings for Christ's sake.